This is Success Mindset, the ultimate guide to change your beliefs and achieve success in your day-to-day life. Written by Molly Matthews. Read by Todd Studer. Chapter 1. Do a mental detox before you seek to adopt a success mindset. I know you're excited. If you're going through this training, you are looking to achieve greater success in at least one part of your life. You can't wait to adopt the right mindset so you can get better results. I understand that. The problem is, you're having a tough time achieving the kind of success you want because you're probably hanging on to a few toxic mindsets that undermine you. You have to clear these out first before you adopt positive mindsets. Otherwise, these toxic mindsets will degrade, impede, and otherwise negatively affect the new mindset that you're trying to adopt, and you end up nowhere. Get rid of these toxic mindsets so you can be in a better position to reprogram yourself for better success. I call these mental roadblocks. Mental roadblock number one, others aren't to blame for your failure. One of the most common games people play with themselves is to think that the reason why they're facing setbacks is because others have it in for them. Maybe these other people were sabotaging them. Maybe they were just negligent. Whatever the case may be, the reason why you're failing is because of other people. This also applies to situations beyond your control. This is very comforting for some people. After all, this thinking reduces people into victims. Victims are sympathetic. People have a natural tendency to favor the underdog. Who doesn't want to be the underdog? Who doesn't want to have the natural sympathy of the crowd? The problem is that playing the victim comes at a very high price. You have to get rid of this mental roadblock because the moment you blame other people for your failure, you're giving them the power to fix your situation. If somebody or a situation is to blame, then it necessarily follows that they have to fix your situation because they caused the problem in the first place. They broke your life, so they must contain the solution to whatever it is you're suffering from. Do you see how this leaves you powerless? You can't control those people or situations. Since you can't control these people and your past, you aren't going to be handed the solution to your situation. That's just not going to happen. Everybody's got enough problems of their own. They can't be bothered with yours. This is why you have to let go of blaming others for your disappointments. Otherwise, you'll continue to fight battles of the past. You'll continue to reenact certain situations in your mind and engaging in all sorts of could have, would have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?